It's a song. Five words. Third word sounds like sieve.
You got it first time, Latimer.
Of course, Mum. Sounds like sieve. Give.
Yes.
Fourth word, you.
Yes.
Fifth word, ceiling. Pointing. Sounds like tea, coffee, mug, tankard, beverage holder, glass, cup. Sounds like cup. Small. A small cup. Miniature cup. Baby cup.
No.
Sounds like cup, but smaller. Car. Up. Sounds like up. No, it doesn't sound like up. Oh, it is up. Fifth word is up. Hang on. I don't like where this is going.
The Tea in Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mum, but a card and present have arrived.
Ah, so the postwoman escaped your nefarious scheme, whatever it was.
No schemes today, Mum. And the postwoman was looking most confident as she flew in this morning. Just the way I want it.
Well, let's go and open the present. To the 25th of December. Card, please. Oh, it's a hand cross-stitched design with a robin on the front. How lovely. It's from Jenny, aka Bard Maiden, on Twitter. Present next. Ah, it's a set of enchanted crochet hooks, which ensure that all projects are completed perfectly. I'll definitely be using those in the future. Oh, and there's a note which says, uncursable.
Is that a challenge, Mum?
No, Latimer. Now let's go back to the 16th of December. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the feel of one of China Mieville's biceps. Books. And what better place to start than the wonderful Baz Lagg novels, full of sumptuous prose, disturbing ideas, and memorable swearing. I am, of course, talking about Perdido Street Station. Now for some festive cheer. Little chickens! You have just listened to the 16th episode of the Tea in Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015. For more Tea in Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com, and if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaAndJeopardy.